Mark?
Yep.
We'll call the July 9th meeting of the Goshen Redevelopment Commission to order. Tracy, would you please call the roll?
Brian Garber.
Here.
Andrea Johnson.
Here.
Ryan Kreider. Thomas Stump.
Here.
Vince Turner.
Here.
Brad Weddle.
Here.
You've all been given copies of the minutes. Are there any comments or questions about the minutes? I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
So move.
Second.
And I thought Tracy did an excellent job in recording the minutes last meeting. It was an interesting meeting. The minutes were pretty accurate, I thought.
Yep.
So it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. That passes unanimously. You might also indicate that Brian Kreider came in. Did you okay?
That's right for my charges.
That's all right. Got a nice haircut. I barely recognized you when you walked in. But, yeah. So we do have one addition to the meeting. We have Resolution 46-2019. We need to add that to the agenda. Is there a motion to do that?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of adding Resolution 46-2019 to the agenda say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And opposed say no, and that passes unanimously. Okay, did I say that wrong? No, I didn't. Okay, 46-2019. Okay. Okay, so the first item on the agenda is Resolution 41-2019, which is approving the sale of 627 South 3rd Street.
This property, we talked briefly about it the last meeting. We were we had an offer. We had one offer on this property, which was for full price from the current tenant. And after we, the tenant had agreed to or submitted his offer, we had the hailstorm and damage with a leaking roof, so we had to go get quotes and get the roof fixed, which we did. And so we're now ready. The purchaser has signed the agreement. We're ready for final approval for $112,500 for that purchase.
Any questions? Questions from the audience? I'll entertain a motion then to approve Resolution 41-2019.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to pass Resolution 41-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no, and that passed unanimously. Next item is Resolution 42-2019, which is ratify execution of an agreement with Evanmark Consultants for Sturry Avenue, Lincoln Avenue, roadway reconstruction and drainage improvements. And Brian Garber wishes not to vote on this because it affects, some of this affects his property.
In May, we provided the commission with a quote from Avonmarsh for the design for Sturry and Lincoln. At that time, the commission approved moving forward with it. We put together the agreement, and as we worked through it, we did make one modification. We added an additional parcel plat with a right-of-way staking and a temporary right-of-way description, which increased the previously approved amount by $2,125. So we're asking for ratification of the agreement today with the modification to add those three items with the increased cost to a total of $87,250.
Okay, questions? Questions from the audience? If there are none, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution
42-2019. So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 42-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed say no. And that passes 4-0 with Brian Garber abstaining, yes. Okay. Resolution 43-2019, which is authorizing negotiation and execution of a contract with American Structure Point for engineering services for College Avenue project from US 33 to the railroad tracks.
We received six proposals for this project, and three of us reviewed the proposal. It was myself, Becky, and Brian Garber. So thank you for stepping up to review those. They're super exciting. And based on the rankings for the proposals, we are recommending American Structure Point to start negotiations with them for the design and right-of-way services for this project.
Questions? Comments?
What's our most recent I mean, I realize they're part of the bid process for the outdoor pavilion, but what's our previous?
The most recent one was Kircher Phase 1. They designed that.
And you're pretty satisfied with the
work? Yes, and it's a similar project with a road widening and a 10-foot path, so we feel comfortable with proceeding.
Questions from the audience? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 43-2019.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? It's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 43-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed say no. And that passes unanimously. Next item is Resolution 44-2019, which is authorized negotiation and execution of a contract for engineering services for the U.S. 33 from Fairfield Avenue to Plymouth Avenue project.
And I'm passing out the memos for this one. We received four proposals, and they were evaluated by myself, Becky, and Andrea. So thank you for that. Based on the rankings for the scores, ANZ Engineering was the one selected for this project for the design. And this is for the U.S. 33 from Fairfield to Plymouth project.
Questions for Leslie? So who is this ANZ Engineering?
They're out of Fort Wayne. We haven't worked with them directly, but they do a lot of LPA projects. They've been submitting proposals for a while. They're very eager to work with us. And we think this is a good project to work with them on. They were coming up with multiple ideas of what we can do to, with the public input and maybe some different design ideas as well. So I think they're pretty eager to show what they got for this. So they want to try and get more work in the area.
Other questions? So we need to add them to the contract here, I take it. Larry, there are several units.
The contract is empty. Yeah, you need to amend it so that they are the party.
So we need an amendment to Resolution 44-2019 to add ANZ Engineering to fill in the two blanks. Is there a motion to that effect to amend the contract?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to add ANZ to the contract for the U.S. 33 project. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed say no. That passes unanimously. Now we'll go back to the resolution as amended. Any other questions? Questions from the audience? I'll entertain a motion then to approve Resolution 44-2019.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 44-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed say no. And that passes unanimously. Next item, Resolution 45-2019, which is approved execution of the change order number one for Kircher Road Reconstruction Phase 2.
This change order is similar to the change order, one of the change orders that we reviewed last month for Phase 1. It's just a asphalt design mix change that NDOT's requiring, and it's a no-cost change to the contract.
Questions? Questions from the audience? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 45, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 45, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no, and that passes unanimously. Next item is the resolution that we added to the agenda, 46, 2019, which is ratify execution of subordination agreement with Centier Bank and River Art LLC. So, somebody going to speak on that, Larry?
This agreement is basically our agreement to subordinate any interest we have in the property that is the contract is going to, or the development is going to be funded by Centier Bank. If the concern that I had and expressed previously is it's not just the funding for this particular project, but we're subordinate to any debt that Centier Bank may have, that this group may have to Centier Bank. Somewhat uncomfortable with that, but I do think that this project doesn't go forward without doing that. The risk we run is that what is basically empty property at the point in time we will not be developed as we anticipated. If something goes wrong, we do not anticipate that happening, but that's the risk that we are incurring in this.
Questions for Larry? Questions from the audience? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Not so much a question, but just a point. I mean, I reviewed this, and I had our commercial analyst review it as well. Just so we know when we're voting, in a very, very layman's summary, we are saying that Centier gets paid first if anything happens.
Yes.
Okay.
And is this very unusual?
It's unusual for us. It is not very unusual.
It's not uncommon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might not be the best example in the world, but it happens in Carmel on almost all of the projects. So.
Well, when you need the money and the bank wants to give it to you, they have all these papers you sign, and they want their money first. So that.
And so they just get control of the property, or they just.
Well, ultimately they would, you know, as far as River Art and us, we would have superiority over River Art to recoup funding, but Centier Bank gets ahead of both of us. So to the extent there is not other mechanisms to fund it, ultimately we run the risk of losing that particular land. The other side of that is that Centier Bank, obviously, is it's going to be value to them, is going to have to go out and try to find somebody else to develop it if this development doesn't work out. So that's the nature of the risk we're running, but there is a risk, and it's one that we have not generally assumed in the past. I can't actually think of any examples. But again, as Ben said, it's not uncommon.
And there's nothing in the subordination agreement that would allow, if something happened, it does not allow the creditor to adjust any of the conditions that we've set down on the use of that property. So they can't all of a sudden say, well, we're going to do this if we own the building. So
Okay. They
still have to abide by the contract set forth by the redevelopment commission. So.
Any other questions? I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 46, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 46, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed say no. And that passes unanimously. Next item is discussion of 65736 State Road 15 tenant move-out.
Yeah, this is just to get a little bit of feedback or just your advice or thoughts on this. This is the property next to the overpass, railroad overpass, that was purchased, I think, 7 or 8 years ago it's probably been. But it's a four-unit building. They're four one-bedroom units. And we've had tenants there that have been there for quite a long period of time. The rent's fairly attractive. I think the lowest price rent is like $430 or something, which is not very much. And we have it listed now, Century 21. And in fact, we get these reports when they do a showing. We get feedback from the showings, and it is the apartments are very cluttered. And I can show you the pictures if you're interested. But people living there have accumulated a lot of stuff for a period of years, and it is not show well according to the realtor. So their her recommendation is that we consider vacating that property, giving notice to the tenants, and all the tenants just have leases to end coming up the next 1 month or two. I think we said a long time ago that we weren't continuing to do 12-month leases, so in I think September they'll all be on a month-to-month basis. So just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on, as a city-owned property, asking those tenants to relocate. And what I would say is my suggestion would be that we do that based on them finding other suitable housing, and we can work with them. I've talked to the housing authority. They would likely qualify for Section 8 housing, we believe, because at least a couple of them because of their income. And then we also talked to La Casa, and they don't have a lot of units, but they have a couple one-bedroom units that are coming up at the end of this month, for example. That the rents are comparable to what they're paying here. So there are options out there. We could work with people to help them relocate. But the other option is Web Stay. We continue to market it, but so far we haven't had a lot of interest.
What are we asking for that property?
It's like one. I have the listing agreement here.
When we put it out for proposals prior to listing it, we gave some consideration to people that were willing to reduce the number of units in it from 4 to 3 or 2. Mm-hmm. I don't recall whether that's in the listing or not.
I don't think so. Well, I think we might have a comment. Oh, listing price, $150,000. I think we dropped it to 140. Yeah, we really just have not seen much interest in the appraisal. I think the original price was based on the appraised value, so we're down now below appraised value. But that's just an educated guess.
So how much do we get a month out of that?
About $2,000.
And
we pay the utilities.
But, and we pay the utilities out of the $2,000?
Right. Yep. I think it just has one heating system there.
In any effect, when we sell it, they're going to be moved out anyway.
Well, that's up to the buyer, but...
I mean, doesn't it need some...
Based on the condition of the property and... Keep in mind, one time we thought we were going to be demolishing this property, but then the road was realigned and we were able to keep it. But I would say anybody who's wants to maximize the rental income would go in and renovate the units and raise the rents.
I would feel better about helping people get another place while we still have control of the property and trying to move them out rather than selling it and say, okay,
you're on your own,
get out. I would feel better about us doing what we can.
Right.
The one comment that we have received, because it is so full, people go in. It's a very old house, 100-plus years, correct? And so it's really hard for someone who's looking at buying it to evaluate what needs done when you can't see. And so I think that alone has scared off a lot of buyers, regardless. So.
I have not been shy about my goal of, it's just one commissioner's opinion, my goal of being out of the landlord business. Yes. As much as possible, this moves us closer to that goal. That being said, I'd like to, I think we need to set a deadline, because people move when they know there's a date and a deadline, but I also think we need to make that a reasonable deadline so that we can give La Casa or the Housing Authority or somebody time to help those folks. What that reasonable deadline is, I don't know, 90 days, 120 days, whatever La Casa and the Housing Authority explain to you, but I still think we need to set a date. Otherwise, there won't be any movement.
Any other thoughts?
You said the house was safe. It's not like the...
Yeah, we've done inspections. It definitely needs work. It's ready for renovations, but yeah.
Can you chat with La Casa and...
Yeah, I know, I did. I talked to them.
And see what they think a reasonable date is?
My conversation with La Casa this afternoon is they did, like, one-bedroom units are a little easier than... Two-bedroom units are mm-hmm. not there. But one-bedroom, they've got a couple opening this month, for example, and the rents are in the same price range that we're talking about, and they are newly renovated. I mean, they're nice units. I've seen them. So... I think between the Housing Authority and La Casa, we have some good partners that can help us, but I agree, if we don't have a deadline, it won't happen. So that's what we're looking for. If there's support from the commission to, I think, a 90-day, I think, Becky, 90-day notice would be reasonable. So. Does anybody else have any thoughts?
I'd go with that.
Okay. All right, we'll work on that.
Okay, next item on the agenda is update the commission on the RFP for 401 South 3rd Street, 204 West Madison Street.
Had quite a bit of conversation about this one, I think it was last meeting, and this is the property at the corner of 3rd and Madison. We did commit to doing preparing requests for proposals, and we have appraisals that have been ordered, not just for this property, but for the adjoining vacant properties to the south. And we have not received all the appraisals yet, so we don't. And we didn't.
Don't have either of them. But
yeah, we didn't think we would have that done before this meeting. So I would expect the RFP to be ready for you to look at
and
next meeting.
The tenants are just vacated. My understanding is there's some cleanup of the property that is going to be necessary. Actually, we want to do that to some extent before we can get the appraisers in there. The thought is that sometime next week we should be ready for the appraisers to do the appraisals, and we're in the process of putting together the nuts and bolts of the proposal, but obviously we can't set it out.
So one of the tenants found moved to one of our properties, correct?
Right.
And then the other one found reasonable.
I don't know where the other one
okay.
moved to. Weird. No.
Okay.
And we have been contacted by the historic society, and they have a group that wants to go through and take a tour. And we do, like Larry mentioned, we have some cleanup we want to do before we start doing tours. So we're going to remove some carpet, and you know, there's just some things we need to take care of before we bring people.
Okay, questions from the audience about this? Okay, we'll move on to the claims. We have a new claims list in front of us. This is the claims that are for $421,000 $916.98. And the ones that were added are in yellow, one to Barkus, Kolbus, and Rife for professional services. It's $552.45, and Redevelopment Association of Indiana is for annual dues, $125. Is the other one for Lockmuller or Stivers Lawn Care? Okay, the other one's for Lockmuller, Kircher Road Phase 1, and that is for $19,751.78. So this is the list of claims we're talking about. Any questions? If there are none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the claims as submitted.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the claims as submitted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. And that passes unanimously. Redevelopment staff report. Anything you care to report on, Mark?
Again, just thanking Andrea and Brian for lending your brains to the review process. Appreciate that. It's not an easy task, so thanks for your help on that. Also, I was going to mention the Goshen Theater construction's underway now. If anybody's interested in seeing and going through and doing a tour while they're sort of in this process, I talked to staff and they said they would be happy to take theater staff would take somebody through or anyone through. So if there is anybody who would like to see what's happening there, there's some interesting discoveries as far as old walls that, and things like that that people didn't know about. So be happy to take you through if you want to contact me. I can arrange that.
I think everything short of our own phantom has popped up in the last month.
Okay, next item is open forum where we can talk about things that weren't on the agenda that are pertaining to our business. So is there anything from the commission that needs to be brought up?
I had a question, not an ambush, just a question, curiosity while driving. We put quite a bit of an investment into the U.S. 33 corridor, the landscaping, et cetera, along the railroad tracks. And the railroad came along with its projects and kind of messed things up for a while.
We had to relocate some of that.
Right. Do we have a timetable for a bit of restoration? Are we going to replant the trees? Are we going to do, or are we just kind of waiting to make sure the railroad's done? What are we?
But we did replant. We moved the trees.
Right.
So the Parks Department
moved that many back.
Moved
right.
them all.
Okay.
I don't think those are trees that you want to move back at this point. So I think the question would be, do we want to invest in more trees on 33? And Dustin's shaking his head no.
Come on, Dustin, where's your sense?
I wasn't involved in the first round, but the trees where they were placed last time was outside the pole line. And since the railroad put that additional rail in, NIPSCO's not going to allow trees to be placed underneath their pole line. So that's a maintenance issue.
That answers that question.
Yeah.
We just made a pretty considerable investment. Yeah.
But you can plant bushes under there, can you not?
To a certain extent, yes. The other thing we were dealing with was the salt issues with the trees and the plantings that were out there. We had a really hard time getting grass to grow because NDOT, they do a good job of salting.
But how far were the... Yeah. Sometimes. How far away were the bushes and the trees from the edge of the road?
Oh, I don't want to give you an exact number. I'd have to go pull the plans up, but it was on the plans. It was at least probably 20 feet. At least 20 feet off.
So, but the trees grew pretty well and the bushes grew pretty well, did they not? No?
Not only do we deal with NDOT and the salt, but the chemicals that the railroad sprays, they overspray.
Oh.
And so they were killing the backside of everything while the state was killing the front side with the salt from the roadways. And in phase one, which is where we constructed the mounds, we added a lot of material there. For phase two, we didn't do any mounds, and the soil that's there is poor quality.
That all makes sense.
It did not grow well. And so unless we're willing to scrape some of the material out and import better material, probably not.
Turn it into a project.
Then we have to have somebody to go out there and prune them and make them look nice, because people never felt like they were maintained enough.
Again, it was just curiosity, because it's a corridor I drive a lot. The companion question to that is there any merit to petitioning MACOG or somebody to consider at the very least benches, at the highest preference, some sort of shelter for the two tram stops that are along that property?
Where are they located?
One is at where, is it County Road 26? Where County Road, not County Road. At Peddler's 28, where Peddler's comes out. It is, good. Okay.
Mentioned it before, as well as Rhonda Yoder in planning is part of the committee that works with that. And so both, I think there's at least two locations that go.
And there's another one closer to the little cutoff that goes back behind the liquor store and the pizza place and everything else.
So, yeah, Les is working on the one in front of Martin's right now.
Okay,
so
that's,
that,
yeah.
That one is in progress. Mm-hmm. It's not currently on our radar for the other two.
Okay.
I do know the mayor's pushing for it at Peddler's.
Okay. Just curiosity for that corridor, that's all. Yeah, it's because we've got, I mean, you've got people standing in the road, and then when the inclement weather comes along, and we want to encourage people to use that.
It's on the east or west side?
It is on
both sides.
On
both
sides,
yeah.
On both sides. The, I guess you'd have to say what the definition of high traffic is, but it appears, because of the apartments that where Peddler's Village Road meets 33, that gets rather, I wouldn't say high traffic, but it gets regular ridership for the trolley, especially family ridership going both ways. So I was just curious about the potential of benches or shelters to get them off the roads and from standing on the
street. The way it works is that the city provides the concrete surface, MACOG provides the shelter, and mm-hmm. we build it and install.
Okay. And would that be something that would fall under redevelopment purview? I mean, is that TIF district?
It could be. So, okay. I guess it's that corridor. I think that corridor extends out there, doesn't it?
Okay.
I thought it went to the overpass, right?
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate it.
So I heard funding source.
An offering. I like it.
Anything else from the commissioners? Evidently, there's some from the audience.
On the same subject, if I may, the trolley stops.
Name and address for the record.
Adam Sharp, Goshen. James Turnwald, I believe it is, at MACOG. I've, on a couple of occasions, submitted emails to MACOG pointing out that the signs they have to mark the trolley stops are one-sided, which makes sense if you're signing for cars, but trolley stops are not for cars. They're for people who are not in cars explicitly, and so they only have one side, so you can't see them from 50% of the places you need to be able to see them. Their response was they had never really considered that before, but they weren't really excited about jumping on funding that. I don't think it's a real big expense to do, and just a usability improvement that would make, I think, a big difference for those not familiar with where the trolley stops are. As you walk out to the street and you look both ways and you try to see where the stop is, and half the time you can't because you're on the wrong side of the sign. So
I don't know what MACOG's rules on sponsorships are, but I can think of a local entrepreneur that would be willing to sponsor those signs if such a thing would come up. So I'll get with you and we'll chase that down.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else from the audience? Anything from the commission? Do we have an executive session?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So our next regular meeting is August 13th, 2019 at 3 o'clock in this building. I'm ready for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
It's been a motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no, and we're adjourned.
For a while,
oh, you want
because of the lack of a motion.